It is time.
It is time.
To visit with Jennifer Hansen, Boone County Chamber of Commerce, Executive Director. Annual meeting's coming up.
Annual meeting.
Ticket sales pretty well wrapped up, I'm guessing.
Yes. Super thankful for everyone that's able to join us. Very excited to just talk about highlights of the year. It's been an incredible year, and so very excited to be able to share that with our members and have Rob Sand speak to us. So State Auditor Rob Sand is going to be there with us tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And thanks to Fairway for being a sponsor on the event. So we're excited to have everyone.
Dave is going to sing.
Dave Williamson's going to be there, and we'll have an Edge update, so we'll hear more about the Edge program, and we'll have a Main Street update. So Kelly will be with us, and she'll be able to introduce the new director that's going to be joining. That's
in training right now, by the way.
Yes, she's all, okay.
Well,
they're all in training
told,
this week.
She told everybody at the council meeting. Holly Stecker,
is
going to be doing that. So, a lot of training. She said, now the hard work begins.
Absolutely.
So that's going on. And awards.
So I'm very excited to announce our awards. And in fact, I was just telling Jim, Jim Turbis, thankful for all of your work over the decades in this community. You were nominated and won the award for Lifetime Achievement. So the Best of Boone County Award. And so we're just super thankful for you.
And if I can make it, I will get there. But we have others. I mean, there are others that are really notable awards, that businesses that have done things, people that have done things. So.
Best of Boone County Awards covers our best large business, best small business, best nonprofit organization. We've got the Lifetime Achievement Award, and then we have Volunteer of the Year. And so all of those, we'll announce all of those tomorrow at the ceremony.
They'll be out there, and then we'll get the press release later.
Yes.
To let everybody know who won. Anyway, that's good. So, ticket sales and that wrapped up. I always liked it because when you come on, we've already gone by our first Tuesday of the month, which is Coffee and Connections. And this month, it happened to be on Election Day. I don't know if that was distracting to people or not. But the big thing was you had people from DOT.
Yeah, we had Iowa DOT with us.
You've been really lucky to get some of these people. Like, when you had Kelly come in from the UP, talking about some of the projects and some of the work they're doing. And then you have, like, the DOT, they've got a lot of projects that are going on that will affect Boone County.
Yeah, and I've made a point to strengthen the programming of this Coffee and Connections. And so knowing the quantity and the quality of work that's happening in our region, I want to make sure that our members and our community are able to hear from them. And so DOT, of course, was top of my list, knowing the quantity of work that's happening right along Highway 30. It will affect all of us. And so whether you live, work, or play in Boone, Ogden, Madrid, or anywhere in between, it will affect your daily commute, if not your transportation process. And so we wanted to make sure to give that information to the group.
I was just thinking too, because we didn't do this last year, or I think it was last year, but Highway 210 down to Madrid, they did a lot of work on there across the bridge and everything else. That was a big impact down there. Here we've got up by Ogden. I know yesterday the supervisors were updated on it. It's going to be a lengthy detour and a pretty substantial project, Ogden to the Boone Green County line.
Yeah. And so knowing the work that Landis is doing out in Boston, I mean, there is a lot that's going on our roads. And so, again, we are growing and this county is growing. And so with that growth does come some of those struggle points to really make sure that our infrastructure underneath the foundation of that growth is safe and reliable and is the most efficient that we can make it. So I know the DOT is thinking through a lot, and I know that they are, again, want to make sure that it's absolutely safe and reliable and efficient. So
anyhow, had that presentation. And by the way, Coffee Connections.
First Tuesday of the month.
First Tuesday of month.
11 o'clock over at Cobblestone. DOT. So yesterday's presentation, we had about 30, almost 40 people there. And I know that, in fact, December's presentation will be just as impactful. So we'll have Iowa Works with us talking more about SkillBridge. And so the programming that really makes an effort for to embolden our workforce and the veterans in our workforce.
Sure. I was going to say the one of the things that, and you emphasize this, you know, we say this is it's a members event, Coffee Connection members event, but you point out employees of businesses are members.
Absolutely. Once a company is a chamber member, all of those employees are chamber members, and I want them to, I want everyone to feel encouraged, feel welcome, and feel empowered to engage in the network around them. So whether you feel like, you know, you've never met me yet, but ultimately, if you work for a chamber member, I want you to come out and partake in these. Certainly, I want you to learn from the programming and engage in that. But I also want you to get to know other people in the room, build those relationships, and just kind of work outside your bubble a little bit and just look for some options, opportunities in that way.
All right. I do know that, part of the workforce group was at the senior fair.
I was there too.
And they had a lot of, they were making a lot of connections with people.
Yeah.
What do you do now? What else would you like to do? things like that.
That was a great way to get to know folks that are in those later years, and yet they'll have a lot to contribute to our community, whether that being that they want to engage back in the workforce, whether it being full-time or part-time, or they want to volunteer. And so we wanted to offer some options and some opportunities that are currently available right now for individuals. And again, whether it being a full-time or a part-time, maybe you need some accommodations, or maybe you're just raring to go. We want to get you involved in what's going on and be a part of the fun that's happening.
I know that's and that's one of the things that really you've devoted a significant amount of time to working on workforce development related things.
Yeah.
So as you said, the Coffee Connections coming up in December, but you have other things that are still going on. It's a lot about it is really building networking.
It truly is. And in fact, there's a few things that I want to kind of highlight in that space. So first of all, I'll say just from a very consumer standpoint, something you don't have to really do a lot for, but we have hashtag Workforce Wednesday. So every Wednesday we will spotlight a program or an event or something that's happening that really emboldens our workforce in the area. Whether it being, again, sometimes we'll highlight different programs that Workforce Iowa has going on, or DMAC, maybe there's a job fair in our area, what have you. And so there's a great ways to really kind of get to know what's happening. Hashtag Workforce Wednesday. Also, that is on our website as well. So all of those posts filter in to our website on that page. Number two, the Workforce Development Board is working on events as well as opportunities for us to engage in what's already happening to build up and really engage with those that want to be a part of the workforce. Also with our employers that are looking for to expand their team and looking for that those team members and identifying what they're looking for. So what kind of education pieces, what are some of the softer skills that are missing? So we can then connect, DMAC is on that board as well. So there's opportunities for them to spotlight the event, the programming that they have to teach our community those skills and those trainings. But also if there's not something that they have, there's opportunities then to develop that. So we're, again, excited to be able to part of that and really be in that center space where we can both engage with employees and those who want to take their next step and learn and grow, and then employers who are looking for really great team members. And then the third thing I like to say is that we have in 2025, and the committees are meeting now, and we're building up to it, but we'll have a leadership. So it'll be Lead Boone County 2.0 starting. It'll kick off, or it'll start in the fall of 25, although there'll be some events even this year and a kickoff event that we'll be able to promote what's happening. But that'll be a great way for, again, for folks to get to know who are certainly already leaders in their company, maybe they're newer employees or established leaders, but they just want to get to know what else is happening in the community and really dig deeper in their own leadership development. So we'll have some opportunities for both civic engagement as well as leader training and software skill development.
I think one of the things, and since you started doing this, I got to ask, because we've had a lot of these opportunities have been there. The big thing has been, how do people connect with it? How do they build it together? And mostly this is what you've been doing, is helping to build this network. These people want to help people move on and move up.
Yeah.
But people, who do I contact? Who do I do? And once you get into the network, there's a lot of help there.
Oh my gosh. I could just, you know, I love to get to know different people and for them to really tell me what they want to do. Who do they want to know? What are they trying to do? And how, so I'm happy to make those connections. Certainly, you know, again, I'd say number one, I want to make sure that all of our members and all of their employees are getting our newsletter. So that's our weekly newsletter that goes out. Certainly, we highlight the things that our members are doing. We want to make sure to use that tool to promote our members and the fun things that they're a part of. But I also want to make sure to promote the chamber events and these opportunities to engage, whether it being workforce, leadership, veterans networks, whether it being the ladies' night out, and other things like that. So whatever your kind of, whatever focus you want to have this month, this year, this season, I want to make sure that you're getting that newsletter, because that's going to be that regular info device that you're going to be able to engage in. Certainly, we have social media platform. We have LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. So any of those social media platforms, you're able to engage in what we've got going on. And then I would say to come to these events. Get to know the people. Get to know me. I'm happy to sit down with them. Sit down with anybody over coffee. Chat at any of these events and really help folks to make connections and make those introductions. Sometimes that is kind of, you know, cold introductions are difficult for anyone. No one. So if there's a way that I can warm up that room for you, I'm happy to do it. And certainly we've got a lot of great team members on. I've got a new staff member. I've got staff. There's an incredible network of ambassadors, whether you're in Boone, Ogden, Madrid, or again, anywhere in between, and a really awesome opportunity to get to know people that it really help you do what you want to do next.
I got to say, because it is Boone County, and again, even if you're...
I've got some friends in Ames, too. So there's
people around.
Story
and,
City,
and,
yeah.
And I'm sorry, but they come in from right across the county line.
Absolutely. Yeah, county lines don't matter to business. And so at the end of the day, there's a tremendous amount of commerce that's happening around our region. And I want to make sure that we're a part of it.
And we get to be a part.
We are.
Again, like she said, show up for one of these events. Again, make sure you at least show up and find and just see what's going on. You know, if you go, I don't have enough time to stay tonight. Next time, maybe you can.
Yeah, make a plan for it. You know, Coffee and Connections certainly is an easy one. It's every month, first Tuesday of the month. It's a new program every time. Certainly, we want you to engage in the programming that's important to that. That kind of speaks to you. But come anyway, even if you're not really sure if it's going to be important to you. You never know what you're going to learn. You never know who else is in that room. And so, those are really fun ways. Also, I'd say too, be a part of things. Come and be a part of a committee that builds these type of programs, and help us do this programming well. If we've got a blind spot and there's a place where, man, you're not really focused in on this piece of our community, you haven't really seen an emphasis on that, I want to know about that. I want to make sure to support that piece.
If you have a lot of skills and would like to be involved, that's the big thing. I mean, because a lot of people, nobody's really asked me to do something like this. I've always had an interest in it.
But. Exactly. And that's what I want to, even if you've got an interest, even if it's a passion project of yours, I absolutely want to know, because I want to connect you with people who are also passionate about that, or who I even think would be passionate about that, or who might have the grant money and the opportunities to help you do what you want to do. So whether that being small grants. Certainly we know the state and the city have opportunities too, but there's a lot of different, I would say, more private organizations or associations that we are engaged with already. They're already partners, but we just haven't been able to connect certain pockets of money to certain projects in the area. So it's just not, it's not a matter of you know,
oh, nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares. Or folks just like, oh, I don't, you know, it might literally just be that I just don't know about it. So I want to know about it. I want to make sure to help folks, again, do what they want to do next.
Some of those challenges are pretty good. But when you can match up some things, you get two or three pieces to put together.
It is a win-win. Those organizations want to be a part of this community. Again, there's a lot of commerce coming in and out of Boone County. There's a lot of growth in our businesses, and they want to be a part of what builds up this region. And so, as much as that possible, I can drive those opportunities your way. Don't get me wrong. No one's handing you a free check. I mean, there's oftentimes there's grant applications that is a lift. But the money is there, so please help us engage with that.
So that's what we like to do. Let's talk a little bit. Okay, we got annual meeting. To me, that means end of the year.
End of the year, yeah.
So we are going to be having a transition, and we touched on this, I think, a little bit before about your board members and things like that. A lot of them are in there and have been in there, and it will just be shifting some positions, but you got some new people,
I think. Shifting, and I think the only one that's cycling out is Clint Peterson with the DNR. And so very thankful for him, and he'll still be engaged in other committees and such, but so we're just thankful for his service on our board. We've got a couple of folks that will be looking to cycle on. Julie Trippa will be our board president next year. Yeah. And yet the rest of that team is staying on. So Alex Krenzinger remains on. Paul Jacobson, who's our current board president, he'll be our treasurer next year. And so off top of my head, I don't know who'll be our vice, but I apologize.
It's the time of the year when this happens. And you do, again, they kind of wind down, your board gets together and they take a look at some of the things that are happening.
We'll be planning for next year. We've got a planning session planned for mid-November and an opportunity to really digest what we've done. Certainly the Main Street team now in the office and ready to move forward and get going. And so there's opportunities for us to work together in some of these spaces, but also opportunities for them to take those events, especially that are in that downtown district, and really make them shine. So ultimately, there's a lot of collaboration that's going on right now. It's awesome to have people in the office. There's a lot that I was by myself.
That's where eventually I'm getting there. I know you did. You had wanted to pick up at least a couple of part-time people.
Right.
And so...
we had put it out there earlier that we were looking for two. So Julie Venner has been a fantastic bookkeeper and really just a steady hand as we changed with directors between Kurt and then Mike and then myself. So Julie Venner was just that stable...
She was there constantly.
Peace. And so we're very, very thankful for her. She is super retired. So she was already a retired educator.
Now she says, I am really.
Super, super retired. But anyway, so we're very thankful for her. And she's been great. And then we had an office manager. And so, in fact, Angela Suffrage, who's got Lavender Basket, her store has just blown up. So... And just before Puffer, we realized that she was just growing leaps and bounds with boba tea and soft pretzels at her shop. And so that really was catching on in our community. And so I wanted to make sure that, and I knew firsthand, you know, even when she joined us, that was her first priority. And so I wanted to make sure that grew well and that she had the space to do that. So in any case, I had it out there for either two part-timers or, for the right person, have one full-time. And so I'm lucky to have to announce that Erica Petty calling her operations manager. So that's her title. She's both bookkeeper as well as office manager. She'll be with us a flexible full-time. So she's still a mom and has things outside of the office. So you'll see her, though, on a more consistent basis at the chamber office. And again, I'm just super glad to have somebody who's, again, be a steady hand and be able to just be a numbers person because I'm moving around a lot.
Well, yeah, you're not always over there.
I know.
In fact, you get places to go. You go up and down the street. You visit with your members.
I do. And certainly, again, like that's the only way I feel like I'm going to get to know what they need and how we can help. So we're in a service industry. There's a lot of tools in our toolbox when it comes to supporting small and large medium-sized businesses and small and large medium leaders. And so I want to utilize those tools for the best of my ability. So anyway, it's only through those relationships that I'm going to be able to identify that.
So I do know, obviously, you help promote a lot of different things for groups. We're getting to holiday time.
It's insane. It is insane. I certainly, if you've got a holiday, before I go into to others, other holiday events, I do want to point out that we have the open house. So holiday open house is the 16th and 17th of November.
Okay.
And so we'll in fact be supporting a lot of our small businesses and offering what we'll call a cookie run. And so we'll have some fun treats. A lot of the stores are already going to have treats themselves and music and other fun things. But we'll put together some of that come out soon.
16th and 17th.
16th and 17th. Mm-hmm. And then on November 30th, of course, is Small Business Saturday. And something for the community to get to know is kicking off on Small Business Saturday, we'll have our second annual bingo card. So that bingo card will give just a great way to get to know the different stores. You don't have to buy anything when you go into these stores, but you do want to make sure that you get a sticker when you stop in. Of course, take your time and look around because everyone's got some great things for the holiday season. But anyway, so you get a bingo on your bingo card and you'll be in the running for some fantastic prizes from those stores that are participating. And then if you get a blackout, so if you get every one of your squares with a sticker on it, you'll be in the running for $100 Chamber gift check. So again, excited to really support our small businesses, support our real retailers so everyone can shop small and shop right this holiday season.
The checks. I wanted to ask because that is very easy. I mean, that's one of our prizes we do here.
KWBG. I'm thankful for KWBG.
And again, it is a check that any one of the members will take.
Yeah, any one of the members. So if you want to buy a car over at Moffitt's, you can get them
it's not a big check. Okay.
you know what? We take small and big. It doesn't matter. Yeah. But no, we have so a lot of our retailers, of course, are it's a bonus to them. It's an opportunity for them to get to know different folks. But no, these are great gifts for folks. And so whether it being $10, $25, $100, or $10,000. Ultimately, these are opportunities to give someone the option to then shop local. So they would use this check to buy groceries at Fairway or a donut over at the bakery, whatever whatever they would wish for this year.
People, you don't have to be a business. If you just you had a church organization, wanted to give some away, things like that.
Stocking stuffers for all your kids. Yeah. I mean, again, I go back to Lavender Basket and Boba Tea. I mean, my girls, I've got four girls, for those who don't know, all the way from sophomore in high school all the way down to eight, and they love Lavender Basket. And so that's a great one to give your kids for in their stocking stuffer.
Sure.
And to be able to kind of point them to wherever they want to go, maybe after school.
We got all of that going. And other things coming up that are going on for you besides the holiday.
So
you talked about the jobs and workforce.
Workforce development, a leadership piece is very important. We've got our ambassadors. So with the new year too, we're working on for 2025, making sure that we have the folks in the right place. So whether they want to be an ambassador and be a part of ribbon cuttings and member events every week, or if they want. So Ogden has ambassadors as well as Madrid, and we've got opportunities to be a part of that. So whether it's ambassador committee or the leadership, we've got Main Street, of course, all of their committees, lots of different ways to get engaged. Event wise, we have our quarterly events in Ogden and in Madrid. So I would just keep on our Facebook page and our newsletter and stuff. We'll promote.
It's easy to keep up if they follow along on your Facebook page. This is coming today. This is coming next week.
Yeah.
And again, the reminders keep coming out too.
Yeah.
Which is takes time to do all that.
We're putting together the Coffee and Connection programs for the beginning of the year.
Okay.
One of which is that our second annual State of the Cities. So I'm actually planning, I'm planning to for the beginning of the year, date to be determined, but a State of the County event with our county supervisors and State of the Cities with all of our mayors. So we had that last year, and it was a super, it was super successful to bring together the members, the mayors, the elected mayors of all of our communities in Boone County. And so those invites will be going out.
All right. So plenty of things going on, a lot yet to do.
Yeah.
She keeps busy. I saw her go by. Yes, I said, I better let send an email and remind her. Don't forget to come over in the morning.
I appreciate that. Yes.
Annual meeting is the big one. That's tomorrow. It's going to be Friday, 11:30 till 1, and that is going to be out at Seven Oaks.
Yes.
Again, another member.
Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah.
Gearing up for the season, too.
Quick point that we do have our renewal season will be in December, and so if those of that want to join, or maybe are individuals and want to join, we do have individual supporter memberships, and so lots of different ways again to be engaged and support the work that we're doing. Of course, Pufferbilly Days is one that we're planning.
I was going to ask you about that. I figure you're still
it's always in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
And so, too, I'll say this way too: if folks have thoughts on ways to make Puffer better, I want you to email me. So Jennifer@BooneCountyChamber.com. I've already received notes and things like that, just things to keep in mind.
All right, Jennifer Hansen, Executive Director, Boone County Chamber of Commerce, our guest on the program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.